It's time for Tiger Time, and Scott Jensen, our Executive Director of Secondary Operations, welcome. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Chris. Kind of hard to follow Paul Harvey.
I know, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's why we have Bob Flitty.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll let him follow up for Paul Harvey. But let's get started this morning.
You bet. We have an exciting show for you. Our girls' soccer team's here today, and they've started off the season with a bang and ready to go here, and so we'll let them roll.
Yeah. Let's get Coach Manning over here to talk a little bit about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Your face looks a little weathered. That wind can be cold, can't it?
It sure can. It was. We were outside in a nice, brisk game on Thursday night, and it was a little chilly.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this year's team. How many out, and how many on the team currently?
So we have roughly about 40 girls out between three different teams in the program. We've got a varsity, a junior varsity, and a reserve team. So right now, currently, we've got about 20 to 22 on a varsity roster. And tonight we play in Kearney. Uh-huh. So we've got a full bus, about 40 girls heading out to Kearney, Nebraska tonight.
So you do need about that many, though, don't you?
We do. We would love. We actually just co-opted, which is very exciting, with Arlington and Loganview. So we have about five girls total between the two schools coming in. So
nice.
We would love to see that number increase as the next coming years go. And obviously with the incoming Fremont students in the next couple of years. So we'd love to get up to about 50 to 55 girls in the program. So that way each team has a very solid number of girls.
So how would you describe this year's team?
This year's team's very exciting. It's a very close-knit group of girls. They've played together for a long time. They get along great. Whenever I send out a text to the team, it's always "Together we win." And I do believe that this year's team is probably one of our most close-knit teams that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting to see that, knowing when they step onto the field each time, they're playing for one another. And that's exciting.
Yeah, you have to have that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something you have to build into the culture, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So far Thursday, did you guys play on Saturday also?
Yep. So we had a game on Thursday night against Norfolk, went into overtime, but lost 2-1. And then Friday right away, we entered the Bryan High School tournament.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So we played Friday afternoon against Concordia and won that game, and then we went into the tournament championship against Bryan on Saturday around noon and ended up winning that game. So it was very exciting. So a little bit of traditions building here in Fremont girls soccer.
Yeah.
That's our third tournament win in a row, three seasons in a row with that tournament. So pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is. Now heading out to Kearney. Kearney, what do you expect there?
It's going to be a great game. I'm very optimistic about it. Kearney has always had a great program. But we're looking to come in there and come back with a couple W's tonight. So
nice,
it's going to be pretty exciting.
Nice. So there'll be JV and varsity, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. JV will be playing right at 5, and then varsity will be following up after that.
Maybe just explain to our listeners how the season goes, how long it goes, and then when state is.
So we start practices really the first week of March, and then games will start just a couple weeks later. The games will continue really through about the 25th. Of April, and we get about 15 to 16 contests in, and it's a whirlwind. There's a week or two in there that we have about four or five games within a short period of time, which doesn't seem like a lot compared to some other sports, but it's very grueling on the players and playing that many games in a short period of time. But overall, we've got about 6+ weeks in season, and during that time frame, about 15, 16 games.
Yeah, and it becomes a little physical, doesn't it?
It does. We really have to take into account getting plenty of rest and making sure that they're taking care of their bodies. Just not, eating the right things, but also, sleeping, hydrating, all of that stuff. So that way we know that we can put the most competitive team on the field.
Yeah, it is. It's a good run, that's for sure.
Conditioning
is important.
It sure is. It's next thing you know, it's May.
So did you bring all seniors or did you bring a mix of people this morning?
We've got two seniors and two juniors with us.
Okay.
The four student-athletes with us happen to be our captains.
Nice.
So.
Okay. Well, let's get, how about Jenna? You want to start off? Jenna McLean, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
So far?
It's been really fun. We're doing really well right now, and I think we're going to do really well tonight.
Yeah, I bet it. Just when you see some success, boy, it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
So where do you play?
I'm the goalie.
The goalie. So do you get to wear the gloves and all that?
Mm-hmm. I have a whole pink outfit.
Nice, nice. All right. Was that a little costly? Mom and dad said, okay, you can get it?
A little bit, but we fundraised for that.
So. Okay, good, good. have you always been a goalie?
Yeah, I've been a goalie for a while. I mean, freshman year, we had another senior goalie, so I played defense. But since then, I've been playing goalie.
What do you like about that?
I love being able to, like, get stops, being the last line of defense, knowing that I have to do it, and it gets me excited.
Have you ever gotten caught in that situation where you're way out of goal and you're like, oh, no, here it comes?
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I'd be running for the ball, and I'm, oh, no, I'm not going to get there.
Yeah, last year I got a yellow card for doing that.
Oh, no. Is there I guess I don't know all the rules. Is there a area where you can't run?
Yeah. Well, you can run anywhere, within? But I can't use my hands outside of this big box.
Oh, okay. Okay, outside the box. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so tonight, do you expect a lot of shots coming your way, or the girl's going to hold them off?
I think we're going to do a pretty good job of stopping more shots, but I feel like there's going to be quite a few on me because they have a couple girls that have scored quite a few goals in the past couple games they've played, but I'm ready.
So can you, I guess, how tall is the top? I'm trying to think. Is it 8 feet?
Yeah, I think so.
So you can jump up and
yeah,
knock
I can
that
touch
away.
It.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Well, good luck tonight. Are you a senior then?
No, I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay. So you still have some playing left mm-hmm. for next year. Good, good deal. All right. Well, good luck tonight and for the rest of the season. Also, Ariana Peterson with us this morning. Where do you play on the field?
I play center back and then a little bit of midfield.
So mostly in the middle?
Defensive line, yeah.
Okay, okay. So is that where you like to play?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I wasn't sure. Are you a senior, junior?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So you've been playing for 4 years?
Yeah, and then longer than that in club. So soccer's just been a big part of my life, like, in the entirety.
So what do you think is different this year with your team?
Like Chad said, we're just a super close group of girls. Like, usually with girls, there's a bit of drama, and there might be some people who are difficult to get along with. But this year, it's way different. Like, it's also a pretty smaller program than what we've had in the past. And I think that helps because everyone just knows each other. And, like, we all get to know each other on, like, a different level.
Good. Good deal. So tonight, what are you expecting?
We need to play physical and hold our line. They have some pretty fast girls. So I think just trying to, like, keep them contained, not on our side.
Yeah, and it's easy. Well, I guess sometimes you get caught, everybody running to the ball.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of play your area, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear Coach Manning yelling already. What's the most common phrase that he yells?
Oh, boy. probably just, I have no idea.
No idea? Okay.
I can't really hear him. It's more our other coach. Chad does the talking on the sidelines.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you guys sub a lot? I mean, I don't know, Coach. Do you sub in a lot of people?
Yeah, we have, we start off and kind of our game plan is to just make sure that the unit can play for as long as they possibly can.
Okay.
Together, because once we start subbing, it just starts mixing up that, chemistry.
Oh, the chemistry. There we go. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of it too.
But yes, we will do some subbing pretty much throughout the game. We've got about 5-6 girls that will sub in.
You don't use any Ted Lasso quotes, do you?
On the sidelines.
On the sidelines. There we go. Yeah. All right. Ariana, good luck tonight. And you said you're a senior?
Yes.
So are you going to go on and play anywhere?
I'm committed to play at Central Community College in Columbus.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, it's always good to see people go on and experience the college game.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It is. It's totally, it's, in every sport, it's a little bit different. So good luck and congratulations.
Thank you.
Cecily Barsonis, I'm going to mess up your last name. Barsonis?
Yeah, Barsonis.
Oh, nice. Okay, I got it right. Yay. Junior, senior?
I'm a junior.
Junior. Yeah. How long have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing since like first, second grade.
So do you like
for high school? Okay. Freshman year.
Where do you play on the field?
You can literally catch me anywhere on the field, but my main spot is the midfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
So more offense or defense?
Mm.
It depends on how the game's going. It usually I'm on the defense side, but sometimes I'm on the offense side too.
Okay. What do you like about this year's team?
We're all like open with our problems, and we actually communicate on the field. Unlike last year, I feel like we didn't communicate as much, but this year I feel like we helped out each other on that.
Good. Yeah. Good deal. Well, Kearney will be a good challenge, and there'll be some others coming too. But this past weekend, what seemed to work?
I feel like, I don't know. Our communication was really good this weekend. Maybe not the first game because we were still getting our first game jitters, as we say.
Yeah.
And so after that, we were getting so more comfortable on the field and with each other and going against our competitors and stuff. And our communication helped with that a lot.
Okay. I have to ask one of you, how many times can you bounce the ball on your knees and things? What's your record?
My highest is about 63.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
But that was way back then. I can't do that anymore.
So who can do it the longest? Ariana, you can do it the longest?
Yeah, my record's 117.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. No way. No way I could do that. Yeah. Good job. Well, good luck tonight, and hope it all goes well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also with us, Mackenzie Manning this morning, on Fremont's Morning Mix, as we're talking a little soccer. So you're a senior?
Yeah, I am.
And so you've been playing 4 years or more, right?
Yeah, I've been playing high school 4 years, but I've been playing soccer since I was 5, 6-ish in that area, so pretty much my whole life.
On the field, where are you at?
I usually play defense. Sometimes I'll get a little forward in, but usually I stay back on defense.
So when you're playing, do you have to keep your elbows in? I see you using your arms a little bit.
Only if the ref notices.
Do you enjoy playing more defense than offense?
Yeah, I like just being there and knowing, because I like being able to run and get the ball, knowing that if someone else isn't able to get the ball, I'm always there, just in case that someone needs that help.
Yeah, it's kind of a game of angles, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of us can't run straight anymore. We're always running at an angle.
So are you planning on playing after high school?
I don't know yet. I mean, I plan on going to UN Omaha, so
okay,
we'll see if I do anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, congratulations so far, and let's hope tonight goes well at Kearney, and you guys have a good season.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Kevin Earlywine, brought someone with you this morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Ryan Mulliken is here. Now, Ryan is one of our teachers at Linden Elementary and has been for a few years. Does a great job there. And I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about some kind of exciting things that she's done recently and has received some additional funding for. I'll let her kind of explain some of that.
So you received a grant from the foundation, right?
Yes. Yes, I got to look in my classroom and see, what we could utilize, because a big thing Fremont's been educating us as teachers is the importance of the science of reading. And so a big part of that is ensuring that the students have multiple opportunities to listen, speak, touch, feel, see multiple sensory items. So in kindergarten, we want that foundation to be super strong. So I was really grateful for the opportunity to apply for that foundational grant, where the kids, these tubs are amazing. What we got, the kids can experience the sounds hands-on and then practice with them, and with, they can write on certain boards that are paint-based, and super fun and engaging.
So how'd you come up with that?
Well, as we've been learning about the science of reading, I just did some of my own research, because the science of reading is research-based. So
yeah.
I just went in to see what additional things we can provide to the students for support. And, the kids are really love their technology, so it's hard to compete with that. So I want them to foster, a love of learning a natural way. It was a great way to try to encourage them to get off the computers and let's try to learn some other ways.
Definitely, yeah. Kevin, was this a special grant from CF?
Well, there. I was going to say, right now, there's more. Now this.
Well, when there's money to be offered, I will try.
Definitely.
Ryan got two grants, actually. One of them from the foundation through our creative teaching. And I'll let her also explain the additional grant that she received.
Okay.
Yeah. So I grew up on a farm, so I love nature, and kids get excited learning about, you know, the animals. So CF Industries asked for any interest on grants relating to, you know, ag or outdoors or nature and things like that. So we teach a life cycle curriculum where they get a practice, you know, learning about different animals and plant life cycles. And these are hands-on tools that they can use. So it's like little figurines where they practice like, oh, this is what the actual egg looks like and how it grows up to be an adult. And it's a good way to teach about life too in general.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They get excited not only just about the videos, but this is really amped at another level.
Very good. Yeah, sounds like a really good program.
Yeah.
I bet the kids love it.
They do. It is super engaging. They get so excited. They get bummed when they're not out on the table because they know we're not going to do them that day. But the days they are really excited. So that makes me happy. And then they go outside looking for those things. So that is so exciting to see.
Well, and I bet they take some of that knowledge home to mom and dad, too.
Absolutely. The vocabulary built. There's so many opportunities to use them in different ways. It fosters some really good discussions.
Well, thank you. Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
Way to go.
Thank you for the opportunity.
It is fantastic. It's really exciting to see the teachers, the educators in Fremont write for these grants and then be able to implement when they're awarded those grants. CF Industries has been a longtime partner. Gosh, I think they've been partnering with us, providing grants, their grants for 20 years at least, I would say they've been giving grants to mm-hmm. Fremont teachers. And, of course, creative teaching grants have been around almost as long. And the things that our teachers do with those dollars that they can get outside of the regular budget, because the budget is finite. They've only got so much money in there.
Yeah.
And it's typically spoken for by the time school year starts. So mm-hmm. when our really creative minds, like Ryan here, when she gets really creative, she says, wow, I'd really like to do this. I think it would have a huge impact on student learning. Well, here's an avenue for that. Here's how we can help. And the foundation or CF Industries is how we can help. And we're proud to do that. We're proud of our teachers like Ryan who are able to help us out and help the kids out throughout the system.
Well, and I just see that growing with the career technical new facility that'll be up and running. Is that going to be up and running by the fall?
That's the plan.
Okay,
that's
good.
The plan.
Good deal. Anything else this morning? Well, I know you have some events coming up.
We do. We've got three big events we're planning for right now. We'll, of course, at the end of April 28th, we'll be honoring our graduating seniors who will be graduating cum laude with high distinction. That's an annual event that we hold. That'll be April 28th at the Nell McPherson Theater at the high school. We also are already planning for the Big Give, which is Tuesday, May 7th for our community. We have a tremendously generous community, and we'll be one of the participating nonprofits in that major event. And, of course, in our Jim Ebers Classic, the tournament this July 15th on that Monday after John C. Fremont Days, we'll host that tournament. I'm kind of hoping, after listening to all of our speakers you had today, I think it was Cecily, you talked about communication, how much the team has been communicating more. We were out sideways to get on air, and Cecily was the one that was so, I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk to her. I just I'm not going to be able to do that. These are four so well-spoken, such impressive
they did a great
young
job.
Ladies. They're the coaches. They show leadership on the field and clearly off the field. I might need a featured speaker for the golf tournament, so I might be tapping you four ladies to come up and help me out with that, okay? Are you ready for that? All right. I got head nods here. So
okay, good.
One other thing, you know, they're making a big trip to Kearney.
Yep.
So I brought some sustenance. We've got some donuts here for them.
Oh,
The girls' team, the featured team today, so they get all the donuts.
They'll be burning those off big time.
I think they will.
I think they will. Yep. All right. I think that'll do it, huh?
I think so. I think that's all we've got.
All right. That's our Tiger Time for this morning. Thanks again, girls, for coming in, and Chad and Ryan. We appreciate it. Taking the time this morning. We'll do this again, not the next Tuesday, but the next Tuesday.